The question was asked, should a Jew go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah? So, if you're in Machon Meir, then the obvious answer is
no.
Of course, a Jew belongs in Israel, praying before his Creator, but we're not just in Machon Meir, so we're not just going to give the obvious Machon Meir answer. I would like to discuss a little bit about Uman, and forgive my focus on things that might be less critical to other people, but I to my mind, they are the focal point. So, in general, it's pretty obvious a Jew belongs in Israel, and it's pretty obvious that the Jews in Israel, so to speak, are closer to God, if we can use such a term. And a person shouldn't really say, by going to some burial plot of a tzaddik, I'm getting closer to my Creator, because here in Israel you have the burial plots of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel, Leah. You have the burial plots of the great tzaddikim, Yoshua ben Nun, who can make the sun stop, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So to say that by going to Uman, I'm getting closer to my Creator, that's a difficult thing to say. And nonetheless, I'm not saying the obvious answer, of course you don't go to Uman. And I want to explain why. What happens when a person goes to Uman? You know how many people have gone to Uman and come to take their flight back only to be told at the airport that they misread their ticket, their flight was yesterday. They didn't realize that flights from Uman are just before midnight, just after midnight. They miscalculated the date. They show up at the airport and suddenly they realize they missed their flight. And Ukrainian Airlines isn't giving them a refund. They didn't cancel. So suddenly they're standing there and they need a few $100. And you know how many Jews have had this shocking experience where a Jew standing next to him says, "Brother, here's the money. Go buy yourself a ticket and have a safe trip home." This has happened numerous times to Jews in Uman. When Jews come to Uman, there's an atmosphere of unity that is prevalent in the air that we wish we could bring to Israel. When a person goes to the mikveh there and he meets another 150 people dancing around the mikveh, there's an experience in that.
Uman.
In Ukraine.
Okay. Right.
It is where Rabbi Nachman of Breslau, is buried. And that's where more and more people have been going for Rosh Hashanah. And from a logical perspective, a Jew does not belong in Chutz Laaretz on Rosh Hashanah. You need one more stain on your soul as you stand before your Creator. But sometimes the inspiration a person can get by going to Uman can carry them a lifetime. And that's why I wouldn't be so quick to negate the experience of Uman. You go there and you daven Shmona Esrei with thousands of Jews on Rosh Hashanah, it's an experience that you won't find in other places. I'd like to say that when you come to the Kotel, you get the same experience you get at Uman. We're not yet there. Maybe if we will all be kinder and nicer. There's a Beis Medrash I like to study in. And they have rules. Like during learning time, you're not allowed to be in the Beis Medrash on your cell phone. Then they have a break. Now, until 2 weeks ago, the break ended at 2:30. So today, at 2:20, I was on my cell phone. And one of the rabbis there walked over to me and said, you're not." He said it with a smile, very gently, very nicely. It's already the time of learning in the basement. You're not supposed to be with the cell phone. So I was on a call. I said, it's not yet 2:30. And he said to me, 2 weeks ago we shifted the time. We start the afternoon Seder at 2:10. I said, okay, I didn't know. And I apologized to the person and I hung up. And I thought to myself, and I didn't go over to him, and I'm still debating with myself. I thought to myself, I've seen this rabbi in this Beis Medrash for over a year. He never told me good morning. He never had a word to say to me. I have never had any discourse with this person, and we're in the same Beis Medrash for a year. But when he has to tell me to hang up my phone, then he can go over and say hello. Ah, interesting. And I just thought about that, and I said, that's so interesting. Why didn't I ever get a good morning? Why not a hi, how are you doing? Because that's not important. It's important to turn off your phone. Is that really right? When you show up at Uman, everyone's going to give you a hug. You might not want everyone's hug, but everyone's going to give you a hug. People are warm. People are caring. People are accepting. And when you show up at Uman and you go to the mikvah and you see all around you people with tattoos and earrings and mohawks and no one looks funny at anyone else, everyone's in it together, so then you get a feeling of acceptance that we can only envy, that we can learn from, that we can emulate. That when someone walks into yeshiva or into Beis Medrash or into shul or into our community and they don't look the way we would think they should look, we shouldn't be so judgmental. We should first be accepting. So yes, on certain levels, it's correct to say you belong in Israel, you belong in your yeshiva, you belong in the shul with Bnei Torah, davening on Rosh Hashanah. Those are the merits you need. But I don't think it's correct to ignore the value of the experience of being in Uman. I've never been there, and I don't know if I ever will be there on Rosh Hashanah or any other time. I'm very happy when I don't have to leave this country, and it is heartbreaking to me any time I have to leave Eretz Yisrael, even when I go to see my parents and grandparents. I don't think I've ever left this country without crying. That it's not easy for me ever to leave, and I wouldn't wish it upon anyone. But that doesn't change the fact that there is tremendous value and people have had life-altering experience by going to Uman and experiencing the warmth of tens of thousands of Jews that are non-judgmental, just accepting we're all serving the same Creator, we're all in it for the same goal, and there's a tremendous value in that. And on the contrary, we have to learn from it. So that's another side to the Uman question. And again, if you guys ask me, where do you belong on Rosh Hashanah? It's in the yeshiva. And the experience you have here is a lifetime experience. But if down the road, in a number of years, you're asking yourself, where should I be Rosh Hashanah? So I'd like to say you should be here. But it could be after 10 years of experiencing the Machon Meir Rosh Hashanah davening, you'll have a time in your life where you'll feel you need something else. So then you should know that there's what to be said for Uman as well. Again, I'm not saying I recommend going, but there is value in the experience that people have there. And again, there are other aspects which the Chassid would focus on. There are other aspects that people will tell you about the spiritual effects of visiting the Tzaddik's grave. I'm not going there. I'm not discussing that. That's a separate thing, to each his own. But in the sense of Klal Yisrael, that I think is undeniable.